Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and joining me this morning is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear. So at Monday night City Council meeting, one of the items on the agenda was about the correspondence the city received regarding the economic impact assessment for the 2018 Manitoba Winter Games that were held here. So what were some of the highlights from that assessment?
Well, it was just some of the things that were left behind in the city, like there was new bleachers and heaters in the TRCC. The ski hill received some equipment from there. Our junior wrestlers got mats and that they wouldn't have had. There was table tennis tables left behind, all kinds of different things. And we just wanted more or less, seeing how we got the final whole back check a week or two ago, just to update people to really realize there was a benefit. And they had done an economic impact study with the people that were attending the game, so it showed that the average person was spending $700 a day or $700 while they were here for the few days that they were here. So it was just a good thing. Plus the positive comments that we got about the city of Thompson, and it basically fuels our tourism and that, and people coming back and forth, and it just gives people a different perspective than they may read on websites or different Facebook places about Thompson. They get to experience it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. What does this mean for the city of Thompson? Do you think the 2018 games have opened up similar opportunities for the city in terms of hosting a major event like this once the pandemic is over?
Oh, for sure it does. Thompson's already been lucky in the past, that we've had the Scotties Tournament of Hearts and different things like that. So basically when the pandemic's over, we've definitely been noticed, and we have been in the past, on how fast that we can pull together for things. I think even just an example of us being, as Vaxport has been up here and being the main hub and for the north and that, and the fact that we've done such a great job with the vaccinations in the north, working out of Thompson and that it just goes to saying that the more we do, the more recognition we get.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything else about the assessment or the city council meeting in general you wanted to talk about today?
No, I think it was a good discussion in that. There's different opinions on what happened there, but I think you basically have to look at the big picture. It's not each of us individually, how we worked out. It's about the whole impact on the city of Thompson, the school district, the whole nine yards.
All right, I see. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic's third wave is hitting parts of Manitoba especially hard. The Thompson Mystery Lake District is doing decently when compared to other parts of the province. What's your advice to people so that we can continue to keep cases down over here?
Well, basically, it's all about the vaccine. The North has been very good about getting their vaccine, so I really suggest to people to phone, make your appointments for the vaccine, and now you can get your second one. Yesterday, it was as of, if you had your first one prior to March 29th, then you are eligible to book for your second one. And you're really not totally safe until you get that second one and the 14 days after that. And in the meantime, please wear your masks, take your precautions. It's just all about the fundamentals, the washing the hands, the hand sanitizers, especially the shopping. One person per family that they're requesting, please do it when you're standing. If there is happen to be a lineup, please do your 6 feet apart in that.
Mm-hmm. And with the summer months coming up here, are there concerns at all that there may be a spike again up here?
Well, I worry about that, because even this past long weekend, if you're looking around and the number of people that actually went out for the weekend when it was supposed to be no travel, it's a little bit discouraging. I know it's hard on us all, but we have to learn to, to try to stay home. If there is something that you really absolutely have to go out for, then follow the rules, do your quarantine wherever you go and when you come back and that. But only do it when you absolutely have to. I'm not saying that there's not times when a person needs to, but for sure follow all the rules.
Mm-hmm. And just to remind residents, the Beautify Thompson Community Cleanup will be kicking off next week. So how can residents take part in that?
Okay, so basically June 1st is when it kicks off. So at that time, we will have garbage bags in the front entrance of City Hall, like last year, that you can come and pick up what you need to go and clean. And then basically, if you're working on a big area, take a before and after picture and send it in. Casper will have everything on the website posted as to how to do that. And it's very similar to last year. And I really personally don't think the town looks quite as bad as it did last year. There's certain areas for sure, but already people are starting to clean up and that. I've actually given bags to a few people from myself that requested them so they could get an early start.
Mm-hmm. And how important is it to host these cleanups annually?
Well, you know what? I'm really of mixed feelings in that. Yes, it's important to host them annually to get the place cleaned up, but really, why should we have to host them annually? We should all be doing our part and keeping the places clean year-round. You know, if your coffee cups, hold them in your car till you get to a dump. Your McDonald's, your A&W's, any of your fast foods and that, you know, have a blue bag in your car for them. Don't, you know, be throwing it out on the sides of the highways and that. The same with the, you know, just litter in general, like even cigarette butts. So me being not a smoker, I really notice them. Like when you go and there's piles of cigarette butts in parking lots where people have literally just dumped their ashtrays or on steps and that and going into the hospital and places like that. It's really no need for that.
Absolutely. Now, Mayor, are there any public works or city updates to talk about today?
Okay, so public works is out street sweeping, and so be very careful when you're out there. Pothole filling today, they were doing some big ones in Thompson Drive, so there was be real cautious of the equipment because it was almost taking the two full lanes to get some of them. So, but and like with the pothole mix is, you know, a temporary fix, and what happens is it does get pushed out, or when we get extra rain and it gets into it, it does. So until we can get to some of the projects over the summer, we will continue doing the pothole fix. We just come from a development review committee meeting. Our building permits and that have over doubled to year to date from last year. So lots of construction and building, either private property or even some businesses doing upgrades. It's really great to see the pride that people are taking in our town. And this week has been Paramedic First Responders Appreciation Week. I would just like to thank all of our staff and all the ones that in the industry that involved to make everything run so smoothly. A great big kudos to all of that. And again, I just want to mention seniors. We basically, our seniors are doing Bloomers on Canada Day. So they've got this neat contest sponsored by the seniors. So check out the websites, check out the Canada Day postings when they come out and see what Bloomers on Canada Day. I'll fill you in more next week, but just for now, that's going to get your attention. And just a reminder that Elder Abuse Awareness Week is coming up. That shouldn't be just an awareness week. It's something we should be aware of at all times. And that, so please, if you know a senior that needs some help or needs advocacy, please speak up for them. And there is an abuse support line. I'll give you the number, 1-888-896-7183. So please feel free to use that if you think there is anything happening. Other than that, it's a beautiful day out there. I think we've got rain coming in the future, so let's take advantage to everything that we can. And go home, wash your hands, stay safe from the COVID.
Sounds good. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about today before we wrap up?
No, I think that's it. Thank you.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks again, Colleen, for joining us this morning on City Beat. It's always great hearing from you.
Thank you.
And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca or call our newsline at 677-3905. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.